I'm like every other Bournemouth fan, every other Bournemouth supporter, everyone that's connected with the club wants a new stadium, and I'm no different. We desperately want to take the club forward, but I'm speaking, when I say we, I know the board feel the same way. And I think we have to trust that they're going to make the right decisions for the future of the football club. I think to this point they have always done that. The money they've invested in the club has been huge. You know, we wouldn't be here without, in this moment, we wouldn't be here without that. So I think we have to trust that they will make the right decisions for the next generations in the coming years.
A few months ago, we sat here and you said, we have to have a new stadium. We have to get one as a show for the Premier League era and things. Is that something you communicated strongly to the board as well?
To be honest, Chris, my focus is on the team, the next training session, the next result. I focus on the things that I can influence. So I can influence the player improvement, player recruitment, all those things. I think me talking to the board about stadiums and stuff that I'm not in control of would be pointless. I've made my feelings clear. But as I said, it's the same. My will is the same as the board of directors and the shareholders. They want to take the club forward. They want to invest in the future of Bournemouth. But it's got to be right for them. And if it's not, then you have to respect their decisions.
You mentioned player recruitment there. That was something that came up before about attracting players here as well. Can you progress from where you are with what you have now? Or is there a ceiling with what you have now?
No, I think I wouldn't be here if I didn't feel we could progress. I think ambition and improvement and that continual journey that you go on is there every day for me. If I thought there was a ceiling, a level of what we could achieve, that would severely hurt me. I don't want the players to feel that way. And if I don't want the players to feel that way, I can't feel that way. So, no, we work every day to make the players as good as they can be. The players are determined to achieve success for the club. So at this moment in time, I would say no.
And would something like this ever impact you as a manager and your position here?
No, you don't look at stadiums and the facilities around you that dictate what you do and the decisions you make. It's more about relationships. I've always maintained that. It's about my relationship with the people above me, that I'm allowed to do my job, that I'm allowed to express myself in a positive way, and that I'm given the respect to do that. And the personal relationship is really important for me. So I've always had that. I've never had a moment where I've been told what to do or my work's been influenced. So that's more important to me than the actual arena. And I always tend to think on life, the same as football, you have to be grateful for what you do have. Let's not be thinking of what we don't have. So we have a stadium and it works for us. You know, our home form has been really, really good the last few years. That's in part because the supporters are close, the stadium's tight, it works for us. And yes, we'd love more Bournemouth people to be able to come and watch games. We have a nice training ground, a really beautiful scenery around where we work. So let's be grateful for what we do have, not what we don't.
So to surmise to the fans who are worried that something like this could affect your position here, the message is keep calm and carry on, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we're ambitious and the team and the club wants to go forward, that is everything to me. And the stadium will be part of that, of course. But I think there's bigger things that we have to focus on.